The Institute of Contemporary Art holds a world premiere tonight for the Boston Children's Chorus. The 60 young singers who performed for the president and at Fenway Park will take on some adult themes with A Boy Called King. The ICA co-commissioned that piece with the Citywide Chorus to celebrate the chorus's 10th anniversary. WBUR's Andrea Shea attended a rehearsal.
When composer Daniel Romain was commissioned to write a piece for the Boston Children's Chorus, he really wanted to create a fairy tale that would attract teens.
But as I'm sure you're aware, you know, Sleeping Beauty doesn't really play well anymore. How do you bring the excitement of a fairy tale to someone who's a jaded 14 or 15-year-old? Good luck. How do you really get their attention?
With sex, apparently, and romance. The poem-like story is about a young, disfigured black boy named King who falls in love with a much older white woman. Romain worked with librettist Mark Bamuthi Joseph to tackle a taboo subject.
Fairly young, responsible women, generally speaking, falling in love with their students. Or a situation where fairly, seems like, older men fall in love with young female students, that is provocative, salacious, illegal, granted, but interesting nonetheless.
Interesting, and in Romain's case, also personal.
I still remember Miss Hieronymus, my elementary school teacher. Wonderful woman. I had a crush on her, and I hadn't thought about this. She was an older white woman. To me, gorgeous. But she was a good teacher. She never said it, but she approached our fifth grade class as though we were high school students, sometimes even college students.
The singers performing the piece are high school students. Early on, Romain met with them and their parents about the mature themes in the piece.
And one of the first questions I asked them was, you know, has anyone here dealt with this issue? Has it have experience with it, read about it? Every hand in the room went up.
I don't think my parents really know what it's about.
But 17-year-old soprano Emma Crom thinks her parents wouldn't have a problem with it. The Winchester High School student says she was surprised when she first read the dark text.
I think that was a little bit more than I was expecting, but I think it actually works really well in the piece, and the kind of jarring language makes it all the more exciting and believable.
Composer Daniel Romain says the first few lines pull teens in.
The scent of capture burns a parable between us. Stench of bile and rejection. Lit Venus dark behind a mask of scar. I crown her queen.
The scent of capture burns a parable between us. Stench of bile and rejection.
I respect these young people enough to know that they can handle these words, they handle and deal with the subject matter every day, whether you're a girl or a boy, you know, despite your sexual orientation. These are big, heavy topics these days.
Artistic director Anthony Treacek King says the Boston Children's Chorus takes on tough issues.
Every year we end up talking about race and race relations. We've talked about homelessness, we've talked about suicide prevention, I mean, really heavy topics, death, you know, life.
Even so, Teresa King acknowledges that the young boy, older woman relationship pushes boundaries.
Yes. Yes, there's some taboo-ness that's a part of this text and its reading. But you know, I was very careful through this whole process not to interject what I think the text means. I wanted them to really think about the text and come up with their own ideas.
17-year-old singer Manny Lewis of Lexington High School has his own interpretation.
I feel like this for me feels like a woman has left a man. And she's kind of like chopping and screwing him, pretty much just like laying at home like, I don't want you, like this is hard for me, but you know what, just get through it.
She hates me, her king.
Why?
I crown her queen.
And so.
The scent of capture burns a parable between us.
Lewis says a boy called King speaks to him.
Definitely. I have a girlfriend. We've been dating for quite a while. And sometimes I feel like at points she kind of like feels like she doesn't care about me. So she's kind of like leaving me, like, it hurts. It's like the scent of capture burns a parable between us. So it's kind of like that distance from you two, and like, I kind of feel that, so I can definitely relate to this piece.
Lewis is glad to be taken seriously. His choir mate Emma Crom agrees.
It's nice that people recognize that we can handle these kind of mature topics and handle them thoughtfully and bring meaning to it.
Crom found a few favorite lines in A Boy Called King.
Mountaintop dreaming of horizon line things, like falling on a bed of scars to face. I really like that.
Mountaintop dreaming of horizon line things.
Living in your mind and daydreaming and realizing that that's not reality, which is something I can relate to as a teenager.
The Boston Children's Chorus performs A Boy Called King tonight and tomorrow night at the Institute of Contemporary Art. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.